Hello. Welcome to Mind Matters, My Sahana's podcast series. My name is Dr. Alka Mathur, and on this podcast, we will be discussing when to seek professional emotional support. At some point in all of our lives, we'll experience lows. Tied to these lows can be various negative feelings and emotions, including sadness, helplessness, anxiety, confusion, irritability, anger, fear, or embarrassment. Most times these feelings are normal, healthy reactions to a negative or stressful event. Although challenging, these feelings go away after some time and usually don't lead to serious problems. For some people, particularly those with emotional health problems, those feelings can be more frequent, more intense, and last for a prolonged period. This kind of distress can take a toll on emotional health and can lead to an emotional health episode that can cause significant impairments in daily functioning. This makes it extremely important for people with emotional health disorders to be aware of their feelings and experiences and know when to seek professional help. Knowing when to see a professional can be very challenging, and serious symptoms may not seem abnormal to you. It's helpful to understand the differences between healthy responses and severe distress. Typical negative emotions usually fade away after a short period, perhaps hours, days, even weeks in some cases. There's often a specific cause, such as receiving criticism, having disagreement with someone, or failing to complete a certain task on time. The negative feelings are intense at first, but they do decrease in intensity over time, especially after positive things occur. They may initially impact your ability to focus, to concentrate, or perform, but that too improves over a short period of time. Distress requiring professional attention is different. These feelings may not decrease for weeks, months, or in some cases, years. You might not be able to pinpoint these feelings to a specific cause. The emotions may come out without you even understanding why. Do you find yourself losing your temper over small issues? Do you have crying episodes for no identifiable reason? Are your reactions and feelings out of proportion to the issue at hand? Having severe anxiety or panic attacks over the thought of going to the supermarket or simply with interacting with others? Do you find yourself frequently feeling hopeless that your situation will never change? Have you noticed that you're increasingly avoiding things that cause distress? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you may require professional help if your emotions frequently interfere with important areas of your life. Consider talking to a mental health care provider if you find yourself experiencing more of the following. Negative feelings that last for a long time, such as weeks, months, or years. Reactions that are out of proportion to your problems. Feeling distressed frequently and not knowing why. Feeling bad even when good things happen to you. You can find that distress interferes with your ability to live life the way that you want to live it. You might also start to use alcohol or drugs in order to feel better. You may have difficulty carrying out or completing normal activities and responsibilities. You might have difficulty interacting with family, friends, peers, or strangers. Is your behavior damaging relationships with friends or family members? Do you find yourself avoiding certain people or important situations because you've been feeling distressed? Are other people concerned about you? Sometimes we might not recognize that we're having problems that are very important or very apparent to our friends and family. Have they told you that you're acting differently or treating others differently? Do they find that it's difficult to connect or interact with you? It's important to be open to listening to trusted friends, family, or peers who voice their concern over your behaviors. It can be challenging, but don't dismiss their concerns. Try to look at them objectively. In most cases, that person is truly concerned about you and is trying to act in your best interest. Consider their perspective and their concerns. In more severe cases, people may experience signs of mental illness such as major depression, bipolar disorder, or schizophrenia, among others. These illnesses require medication. Being informed about developing symptoms or early warning signs can lead to interventions that help reduce the severity of an illness. It might even be possible to delay or prevent a major mental illness altogether. In addition to the symptoms earlier, People may also experience an unusual drop in functioning at work, school, or home. You can have major problems with concentration, memory, and thoughts and speech might not seem logical to others. Some people experience a heightened sensitivity to sights, sounds, smells, touch, and avoid overstimulating situations. Things may feel unreal to you, or you can feel disconnected from the world. You might have strange beliefs about yourself or others, things like having special abilities, mind reading, or the ability to control major events. Your behavior may change, and you can feel very suspicious or paranoid of others and their intentions. There can also be a drastic change in your sleep, eating habits, and personal hygiene. Some people start to hear things or see things that other people don't. In some cases, you can have dangerous thoughts or behaviors, such as considering suicide or physically harming yourself or others. This is an emergency medical situation, and it's important that you call your doctor, 911, or go to the nearest ER to seek help. If any of the information above resonates with you or with someone you know, it's strongly recommended that you seek professional emotional support. It's highly advised to have a diagnostic evaluation by a trained professional. This can include getting therapy, either by a licensed psychologist, psychiatrist, counselor, or social worker, or getting medication, which can only be prescribed by a psychiatrist or other MD who are medically trained doctors. Talk to your medical doctor or other trained professional to see which might be a right fit for you. Each individual's situation is unique, and the treatment is highly individualized. This can include therapy, medications, or a combination of both. Education about emotional health can help individuals and families understand the significance of symptoms, how these symptoms develop, and what can be used to help. Ongoing treatment and support are powerful factors in maintaining your emotional well-being. Just as with other medical illnesses, early intervention can make a great difference in further preventing complications down the road. For more information about signs you may need professional emotional support, please visit www.mysahana.org.